This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Chicago Public Schools' fiscal problems continue. Meanwhile, some universities are trying to figure out how to keep their doors open without state funding. For this week's Past Due, I sat down with Sean Crawford to give an update on the budget impact on education in Illinois.
Jamie, Chicago Public Schools in the news a lot lately. For those outside of the city who may not be following that situation so closely, can you catch us up on what's going on there?
Sure. So as we've talked about a lot over the last few months, CPS is, Chicago Public Schools is struggling to make ends meet with their budget, and they had a bond payment coming due in a few weeks. There was concern about whether they would have the money to cover that payment if CPS were to default on you know, paying money that it owed. That'd be a huge deal. It'd really hurt its credit rating. It would be a major problem and something that they really want to avoid. So CPS went to the bond market yet again to borrow about $700 million to, you know, help its cash flow and make sure that it has the money that it needs to keep going. And they got that borrowing at a pretty high interest rate. Most of it's about 8.5%. And by law, they can't borrow anything over 9% interest rate. So they're getting to the top of the interest rate where they can borrow. That means that borrowing might not be an option in the future for CPS if they can't get their fiscal house in order. They also are looking to make some cuts. And a lot of the cuts that CPS would like to make, one of them is pushing some pension costs back to the employees, are really controversial with the teachers union and look like they could potentially lead to a strike.
Well, Governor Bruce Rauner, he continues to call for a state takeover of the schools. He went so far as to say that the state is looking for candidates for a new superintendent for Chicago schools. How real is the possibility the state might end up taking control of CPS?
The governor has proposed this. Republican leaders and legislature have, you know, backed him up on this and have said that the state should be able to step in and take over Chicago Public Schools because of its fiscal problems. The state can do this with other school districts, but Chicago is exempt from that. The governor's really kind of doubled down on that statement, saying that the state's getting ready and preparing. The only problem with that is that legislation would have to be passed, and it's very, very unlikely that the Democrats in the General Assembly would be willing to give the governor that power right now. He said this week he thinks as time goes on and things get a little worse that some Democrats outside of Chicago might come around to his way of thinking, but it'd be pretty surprising if they did.
All this focus on Chicago Public Schools has helped renew the age-old debate over school funding and who's getting their fair share. Are there any new developments when it comes to K through 12 funding overall in Illinois?
Yeah, that's been a kind of a renewed hot topic over the last few weeks. Senate President John Cullerton is really pushing that issue and saying that we shouldn't even fund schools unless we fix the way that we distribute the money to make sure that it's a little more fair and equitable. The governor has kind of avoided the topic a little. He said he likes the idea, but he doesn't want any schools to be, you know, missing out to take money from one school and give it to another. So that would mean that we need more funding overall for schools. The big news this week is that Speaker Mike Madigan has gotten a committee to look at the issue. The Senate spent about a year doing this, going all over the state, and had a special committee that was looking at this issue. Now the House is going to have their own, so they'll be kind of starting, you know, at square one with this topic. But it kind of signals maybe that the House is looking to take up the issue now, whereas in the past they hadn't focused on it as much.
Well, meanwhile, universities and community colleges in Illinois still not getting funding from the state. Legislation has been passed to fund MAP grants for low-income students. What's going on with that legislation?
Yeah, so the Democrats in the legislature passed a bill that would fund MAPs and community colleges. The Republicans have argued pretty adamantly against it. Not that they don't want to fund those things, but they're saying the money isn't there, so you're making false promises to people. Senate President John Cullerton is hanging on to the bill and isn't going to send it to the governor until the day before his budget address. So, you know, the governor has said that he will veto it. It's going to be it's kind of tough headlines for him the day before his budget that he would be vetoing this bill that would fund MAP grants for low-income students. Republicans have their own plan that they would like to see pass that would allow the governor to move money around in the budget, give him power to move funding from one thing over to education. Of course, Democratic lawmakers do not like the idea of giving the governor that much leeway with the budget.
And meanwhile, universities are trying to manage their budgets without state funding. What are some of them doing to try to cope?
Yeah, Eastern Illinois University has announced that it's going to lay off about 200 people. All of those folks are non-instructional, so no professors, no teachers, but that's going to be a pretty big blow to that area. Chicago State University is still saying that at the end of February, so into March, that they will not have enough money to keep their doors open. But they are trying to do some emergency things to keep the school open a little longer than that time. So they're looking at, being able to potentially lay off tenured professors, for example, and make some very deep cuts to programming, which would definitely seriously damage the school, but would keep it open instead of it, shutting down and then trying to open back up again at some indeterminate point in the future when they get funding. So there's some pretty kind of extreme stuff going on at some universities to try to cope.
The governor will be giving his budget address in just over a week. What are some things to watch for in the governor's plan?
The governor has been more kind of out in the news over the last few weeks. He's been holding press conferences. And one thing he's been bringing up a lot is that he's not willing to just, raise taxes and give more money to areas of state government. He wants to see reforms. He wants to see things that will cause savings. And he's been pointing to some of these things with kind of dollar amounts and saying what they could fund. So, for instance, he said that the savings in procurement, he wants to make some changes to how colleges buy things and contract. If you put that together with the money that could be saved by selling the Thompson Center in Chicago, he said that could fund MAP grants and community colleges. He's talking about pension reform that would save about $1 billion a year, saying that he thinks that could be counted because he's very confident that that's constitutional. So I would expect that we'll see a lot in his proposal, these ideas, these concepts that he wants to get done, tied to dollar amounts or tied to, if we do this, we can fund this. And that's similar to what we saw from his first budget plan. There were a lot of changes that had to be made, laws that would have had to have been passed to create savings. But I think we'll see even more of that this time. And I think we may see even a more concrete, governor's proposal tied to a dollar amount in his plan.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. I'm Jamie Dunn.